Please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoopstock, this is Billy D. Well, it's Friday. It's March 1st. So you know what March means? Yeah, we're deep into the playoffs. A lot of action on Thursday. We'll talk about that. It's going to be a lot today. And then by the end of Saturday, things are going to start to shape up in the conferences. And then we can settle in and wait for the selection show. If you didn't see it come out yesterday, they announced the 16 sites. Where the regionals will be held, or they call it round one and round two. I'm not going to try to read them all to you here today, but it's pretty easy to find on the NAI site if you're a little bit curious. But you still have no idea. Unless you're a host team, you don't have any idea where your team's going. So keep that in mind. Why don't we just kick it off and see what happened yesterday and talk about the NAI conference playoffs. Let's kick off with the Sooner Conference, which I think this is big enough. You should be able to see it. Langston defeated Central Christian 93-74. And so Langston will take on Western Baptist, who defeated Science and Arts in overtime, 109-88. In that game, Quinton Coleman, he had 28 points and 6 assists for Wayland Baptist. Mid-American Nazarene, they beat Texas Wesleyan 79-56. Bogok, Maynard, I'm probably saying his name wrong, 16 points, 10 rebounds for Mid-America. And then John Brown beat Sagu today 85-80. So this is what it looks like. Langston today, or no, on the 4th, March 4th. Langston's going to take on Wayland Baptist in one of the semifinal games, and then Mid-America Christian will play John Brown. So it's 1 through 5. I think it's 1 through 6. 1, 2. Boy, this is just smooth as heck, isn't it? 1, 2, 4, and 6 are the seeds that made it to the semifinal in the Sooner, and they will play again on March 4th. In the Kansas Athletic Conference, KCAC today, St. Mary beat Evangel in that game. Deshaun St. Martin, he had 20-point, 10-rebound, double-double. Oklahoma Wesleyan, they beat Bethel 74-61. Jaden Litsky, a double-double, 18, 12 points. Southwestern beat McPherson. In that game, Andrew O'Brien, he had a double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds. And then Kansas Wesleyan beat Ottawa 75-69. And Alex Littlejohn, 12 points, 14 rebounds. Let's take a look at the bracket. This I will have to magnify because it is small. So Oklahoma Wesleyan, the winner today, they'll take on St. Mary in the semifinals. St. Mary was the 5 seed. They beat Evangel. Just a little bit of an upset. But anyway, Oklahoma Wesleyan will take on St. Mary. As I said, Southwestern beat McPherson, and Kansas Wesleyan won. So Kansas Wesleyan will face Southwestern. So that's a 1-2-3-5. Not really, only one big upset today, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Kansas Wesleyan, Southwestern, this is a really, really good matchup right here in the Kansas Conference. And they will play on Saturday. So this semifinal for the KCAC is Saturday. Let's go over to the WAC, where number one seed Madonna today, they beat Siena Heights 72-60. Lawrence Tech, they edged Indiana Tech 66-65. Lawrence Tech really had Indiana Tech's number this year. On the other side, Cornerstone, boy, they haven't lost a game since, long time. I think that's the 12th in the row for them, if I'm right. Cornerstone beat Aquinas 97-72, and then Lourdes took care of Rochester 84-67. In that Lourdes game, Joey Hollifield, he had 16.11 rebound, double-double, and then for Lawrence Tech, they only play seven guys, and four of them were in double digits. Seven. And I don't mean like a few other guys came in for 1 or 2 minutes. They played seven guys. So kind of unusual to see that now. So on Saturday in the WAC, Madonna's going to take on Lawrence Tech. Again, they're the 5 seed. And Cornerstone, the 2 seed, will take on Lourdes. And it's always at the high seed hosts. So look for those games, and they'll be on Saturday. In the Southern States today, Life beat Dalton State 81-76. In that game, Joshua Ward had 33.11 rebounds, double-double for Life. Loyola, a team that's just been, you know, they struggled early. I think this is their third big win in a row. Stillman was the number 2 seed in that conference. Loyola beat them 79-76. And for Loyola, Zachary Lee, he had 14.10 rebound, double-double. Tennessee Southern took care of Thomas, 77-64. Brandon Brown, 16 points, 10 rebound, double-double. And Mobile beat William Carey, 85-68. Ezra McKinnon, 9 points, 14 rebounds. The dude's a rebound machine. So let's take a look where, oh, this is another bracket I got to blow up. So let's take a look at this bracket. So Life beat Dalton State. Loyola beat Stillman. So Life and Loyola will be one half of the semifinal in the Southern States. That game will be on today, March 1st. And same way on the other side for the semifinal, Tennessee Southern, who beat Thomas, will take on Mobile today. So one game is at 7 p.m. their local time. I think it's Central. Set 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. They have that big tournament. Oh, no, that's the Mid-South that has the big tournament with both the men's and women's. But anyway, they're playing their semifinal today in the Southern States. Kind of a play-in game, I call it, for the Frontier Conference. Montana Western beat Montana State. Abi Adedo, he had 23 points. Providence, they defeated Rocky Mountain 95-87. Jalen Reed, 13-point, 14-rebound, double-double in that game. Let's take a look at the bracket for the Frontier Conference. So here's your Montana Western beat Montana Western beat Montana Northern, who will play Montana Tech in the semis today at 1 p.m. Mountain. Providence beat Rocky Mountain, so they will play Carroll at 3 p.m. Mountain today. And the winners of the semifinals will move on to the championship game on Saturday. So in the GSAC today, another play-in game situation. Jessup stays alive. They beat OUAZ today, 92-79. Aiden Jansen, 21 points, 13 rebounds. Hope International, who really came on toward the end of the season, they defeated Menlo 65-61. That's probably Menlo's final NAIA game. They're going to the NC2A next season. I got to get the bracket up. So these were the play-in games to get into the semifinal, the two games I just told you about. So Jessup won today. They're going to play Arizona Christian today at 5 p.m. Pacific. And Hope is going to play the second seed, the Masters, at 7 p.m. Pacific. Both those games are tonight. And then the final, I believe the final is the next day on Saturday. That's the way they did it last year. So Johnson today, they defeated Milligan 73-70 in the Appalachian Conference. Union nipped Texas Wesleyan. Texas Wesleyan was the 10 seed. Union is the one seed, but Union got through. I believe that was an overtime game. I cut it off there, but that was an overtime game. In this Johnson game up here, Isaiah Poor, he had 26 points. And then in Pikeville, they beat Truett McConnell in that game. Isaac Standback, he had, 15 points, 9 rebounds. And Columbia International defeated Bryan. So I don't have a bracket for this conference. But as I said, Johnson defeated Milligan. Union defeated Texas Wesleyan. Oh, they were the 8th seed, Tennessee Wesleyan. So today, number 1 Union is going to take on Johnson, the number 5 seed. And number 2 Pikeville is going to take on Columbia International, the 3 seed. Columbia International threatened for that conference championship quite a ways into that season. So that could be a really good game. But I think all the smart money is saying it's going to come down to Union in Pikeville in the Appalachian Conference. Couple games today in that GCAC, the Gulf Coast Conference. Here's the big upset. Number 9, Dillard, the number 9 seed, defeated Tougaloo. Remember, they made it to Kansas City last year. They beat them 99-77. Justin Warren for Dillard, he scored 25 points. Dillard moves on as part of the semifinal. Also today, the number 2 seed, Philander Smith, they defeated Suno 86-64. So that's the top half of the semifinal. The other two games will be played tomorrow at 7 p.m. 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. So tomorrow night we'll know the second half of that GCAC semifinal. In the Continental Association, Florida National beat Haskell Indians, Indian Nations, 96-86. Ray Daniel Parrish, he had 17 rebounds in this game here. Florida College, they defeated Arkansas Baptist 85-54. So today in the Continental Athletic Conference, Washington Adventist is going to take on Fisher, and Northern New Mexico is going to take on Voorhees. The winners of the games today yesterday and today will form the semifinal, which will occur on Saturday, and then they'll have their championship on Sunday. Well, that's a quick update on all the NAIA conference action today, or yesterday, I should say. And there'll be a lot more today, as you see from the brackets I showed you. The games start to slow. I think what I'll do, I don't normally put out a Saturday show, but I'm going to do everything I can to put out a Saturday show. Skip Sunday. Obviously, I'll be traveling. Of course, you know that. But she's like 1,200 miles this weekend. I just drove 800 miles this weekend, this coming weekend. You don't care. But anyway, we'll put out a Saturday show. Won't put out a Sunday show as per normal, and then we'll catch everything up on Monday morning. And on Monday, we'll have a good view. Not all the championships will be decided. There's many that are going to occur early next week, but it'll give you a good view where everything is. Hey, enjoy your weekend coming up, and be safe. I know there's some weather around. And also, you know what else? Get out and watch some basketball. It's great. It's silly season. These games are great. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school, because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.